So we're just going to relax and breathe. And just feel into that deep space of peace that underlies all of the activity. Trusting and knowing that life is good. That our inner beings are ever orchestrating the very best possible outcome for us in every situation, in every moment. That there are always 20 or 30 paths right beneath my feet that I can follow, that take me to places I want to go. And our inner beings are ever guiding us on the path of least resistance to those beautiful things in our vortex that have already been created for us. What a beautiful understanding it is to know that God, that our inner beings, that source energy is ever present. However we think of those non-physical forces, they are ever on our side doing wonderful things within the context of our own focus, within the frequency of our own vibration. And so the quote I brought from Abraham today was from the January 28th workshop. And what Abraham said was, just consider those first seven emotions on the emotional guidance scale. And then think about when you're wondering about something. When you're wondering about something, you're certainly in those, maybe four or five, which are optimism and positive expectation and belief. So we're optimistic when we're wondering. I love wondering. If you're interested in something, you may be number three, enthusiasm, eagerness, or number two, passion. If you're thrilled with a new awareness, you could be in one, knowledge. In other words, think about how those emotions feel. Think about how those emotions feel. And let that be the thing you care most about. In other words, rather than saying, I'm wanting to be a millionaire, or I'm wanting a relationship, or to have a baby, or a family, or buy a home, or write a best-selling book, or I'm wanting my world to feel better, or I'm wanting my physical body to feel better. So when you think about any of these interests or desires, now lay over that just for a little while. Lay over the top of it an intention that says, I want to feel comfortable in this desire. I want to feel ease and flow. I want a light touch. I want to feel comfortable in this desire. So what that will do for you is help you balance your belief or expectation with your desire, which means in some cases you will be adjusting your desire into a more practical place. And when you find that ease, that wonder, when you feel that relief, obvious evidence about what you've done will be obvious to you. Usually quickly. And then momentum builds as you feel proud of yourself or more enthusiastic. When a doubt is relieved by you asking less of the thought, we know that's weird. When you find that relief, then the doubtful thought can be more easily called into a more hopeful place. Think about the word calling, the word attracting, the word summoning. Focus on that and then think about you contouring your point of attraction by paying attention to the way you feel, softening stress. That feels good just saying that, softening stress. amplifying better feelings. De-emphasize feelings that don't feel so good. Make this an emotional reach or exercise or focus rather than a mental one. And then feel satisfaction or relief when it comes. And say to yourself, I'm managing my basket, and my basket is my point of attraction. It's what I'm allowing for now. What Abraham means by the basket is a teaching that Jerry used to do about putting your basket out far enough that it feels interesting, but not so far that you doubt it. So we're focusing our attention on thoughts that feel good in a manageable way, not thoughts that feel too far for us to achieve. And so feel satisfaction or relief about managing your basket, and then feel good about wherever it is. There is no greater star on the chart that the angels in heaven or source energy is opening you for offering you than for passion, than for hopeful, or even fear. In other words, it's not good and bad. I'm good. The better I feel, and I'm bad, the worse I feel. It's not like that. This is a managing of frequencies in a world that's offering a lot of variety. Variety that helps you choose. And then emotional guidance that helps you gravitate deliberately to what you have chosen. And so it is as thrilling for us to notice in you in contentment, number 7, as in love or passion or bouncing off the walls enthusiasm. In other words, it's the balance that you're looking for. And it isn't the balance between where you are and what anybody else has done. It's not that kind of competition. It's just the balance between where you are and what you most want and what you are most capable or able to accommodate for yourself right here and now. You wouldn't want to be in that state of passion all the time. It would lose its luster and wear you out, really. You're wanting variety. You're wanting to go from satisfaction and a feeling of peacefulness and even lazy wandering and wandering to thoughts that are flowing so fast that you just feel like you're on fire. That's what Abraham said. And it really struck home to me about the value of wondering. I wonder how good I can feel in this moment. I wonder how things can work out for me. I wonder if there's something I could think about that would feel better in this moment. And Abraham says there is always something that we can reach for that would feel better. And the emotional scale gives us that option of even when we're in fear, anger feels better. And when we're in anger, worry feels better. And blame feels better. And when we're there to be pessimistic feels better, or overwhelmed. And when we're overwhelmed, it feels better to delegate to the universe and let it go. And that takes us to the tipping point in the emotional scale where we can let go and give up the resistance and start in the place where Abraham started in this particular quote, the top 7 emotions, all the ones that feel good. And so as we think about those top 7 emotions, the first one is contentment or satisfaction. I wonder what feels good. I wonder what I could find in my life in this moment that feels like contentment. I wonder if I could notice something really simple, like, I had lunch today and it tasted good to me. I have heat in my house right now and there's going to be a snowstorm. I have hot and cold running water and indoor toilets. Sometimes reaching for contentment can be very, very basic. I have a dry place to sleep at night. Finding those things, I often think of it as counting my blessings. Number 7, satisfaction, is just noticing something that's pleasant. I structure my life so that I provide for myself as much that is pleasant as possible, like the beautiful iris that are in my screen, on the Zoom screen. I walked into the grocery store and there was this one batch of purple iris, and they made me so happy. They felt like spring. And I had to snatch them up and bring them home because every time I look at them, I feel uplifted. Cost me $6.99 for this upliftment. And for me, that's a real bargain. I appreciate upliftment that's under $10 for sure. So, if we're thinking about the emotional scale, I wonder what I could think about that feels the next step up the emotional scale, which is hopefulness. I wonder what I could hope for right now. Many of us are in places where there's snow predicted for tonight and tomorrow. I hope that the snow is manageable for me and all of my friends. I hope that the roads are clear for all the drivers. I hope that the plow companies get to pay their employees something from this storm, and that benefits a lot of families. As I wonder what I can hope for, it helps me to notice that there are so many different directions I can go in. And then I get to be optimistic. That's number 5. And being optimistic feels good to me. I like that feeling. I'm optimistic that no matter how much snow we get, it's all going to work out and that the roads will get cleared out and the storm will pass and that people are going to find their way and that I'm going to be able to manage it. I don't know yet how I'm going to manage it, but I trust that I'm going to manage it. I'm optimistic that I'm going to manage it. Abraham advises us to always trust in well-being. So optimism for me includes trust. When I feel optimistic, it means I'm trusting that there is a force for good and that I can get in alignment and see it manifest in my life and all around me. And I love that feeling. Number four is positive expectation and belief. And Abraham was saying that when we're wondering, we go into positive expectation and belief. I wonder how good it can get. I wonder how my week can unfold. I wonder who I might run into that will make my heart happy. I wonder who I could smile at or compliment this week. I wonder how much laughter I can experience. I wonder how much fun I can have. I wonder how much music I can listen to. And I wonder how inspired I can be. I'm inspired by musicians, and I'm inspired by writers, and I'm inspired by friends, and I'm inspired by stories. I love hearing stories. I wonder what interesting stories I'll run into. I run into fascinating stories on Facebook all the time about amazing people who've done incredible things in the world that I never heard of before. And I am often inspired by those kinds of stories. I wonder how many stories I can hear that I will be uplifted by. And I wonder if I could be uplifting. I wonder if anybody will tell me this week that I make a difference for them in their life. I love it when that happens. And it happens pretty frequently if I think about it. I wonder how much good I can feel. And as I move up from positive expectation and belief to enthusiasm, eagerness, and happiness, I can ask myself the question, I wonder how good I can feel. I wonder how happy I can be in all the things I'm doing this week. I wonder if I can imagine a feeling of happiness and eagerness as I segment and tend the various parts of my life this week. I wonder if I can imagine having more fun. I wonder if I can imagine seeing delight and surprise around every corner. I wonder how good it can get. I wonder what kind of things I can be enthusiastic about. I wonder how many times I'm going to interact with someone who makes my heart sing. I know that that happens a lot, so wouldn't surprise me if it happened a lot this week, and I feel enthusiasm about that. And number two is passion. And the easiest thing to be passionate about for me is I'm passionate about feeling good and my connection to Source. So I'm wondering how much I can make it a priority for me to focus on my connection to Source. I wonder if I can make the decision to choose to feel good more and more of the time. I wonder how I can make my alignment my highest priority. I wonder what things I could be thinking about that would bring me to that place of greater connection. I wonder how much joy I can experience. I just jumped to number one. I wonder how much joy I could find. And I remember the beloved saying to me, ask yourself, I wonder if that would be fun, and wander over there and see. And so I loved that Abraham used those terms in this quote. Wondering and wandering over there is so fun. That feels like joy to me. I delight in what they're calling lazy wandering and wondering. Just lazy wandering and wondering. I wonder what could feel like empowerment to me this week. I wonder what situation I could walk into and discover that my alignment is the most empowering thing that is possible. I wonder how I will see that empowerment unfold in my life as I choose to focus on alignment. I wonder how much freedom I will have if I spend time wondering and wandering over to see if it will be fun. That sounds freeing to me. I love wondering, and I love checking out things I'm wondering about. That sounds really easy. And I love things that are easy. I wonder how much love I can feel this week. I wonder how many babies I'll see this week that feel like love to me. I wonder how many fabulous birds I'll see this week. I love birds. I wonder how many friends I'll meet this week. I love my friends. I wonder how much fun I can have in the things that I'm normally scheduled to do. I wonder if I can look for the fun everywhere I go. I wonder if I can just appreciate my life as it is. I wonder if being in appreciation that indicates I'm connected to Source will make a difference in what I manifest in my life. Abraham's been telling me that for 35 years or 30 years. I bet I will experience that. I appreciate knowing about law of attraction and the importance of focusing on things that feel good, focusing on alignment, focusing on connection. I love feeling connected. I love feeling free. I love feeling happy. I love feeling enthusiastic. I love feeling inspired. I love feeling joyful. I love feeling open to new possibilities. I love noticing that I actually love so many things that are already happening in my life. In fact, I love my life. I wonder how much I can love my life. That feels good to me. And that's all the time we have for this meditation. So I'm going to invite you to stretch and let yourself wriggle around and get really comfortable. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and smile and know that life is good. And so it is.